officially open.
Spain and Company, countdown to the NFL draft.
That's right. Every day until the NFL draft, we'll have representatives from a couple NFL teams join us to give us an idea of what they might be looking to pick up in the draft, whether they're moving up, moving down, and what they've done already this offseason. It's Spain and Company. Sarah Spain, Jeff Dickerson, ESPN Radio, ESPN App, Sirius XM Channel 80. Joining us now, ESPN NFL Nation 49ers reporter Nick Wagoner. Thanks for the time, Nick.
Hey, Sarah, Jeff, always good to be with you guys. How are you?
We're pretty good. Obviously, we have the draft to look ahead to, and Niners, we started with the Niners and Chiefs today because obviously they made it the furthest last year. They've got the 13th and 31st picks in round one, and then no picks until round five, 156. So let's start with that 13th pick. What do we see them looking for there?
Yeah, I think the Niners are in an interesting position because right now their whole goal is to try to keep the band together. That was everything they tried to do in free agency, was keep as many of their key pieces together as possible. And the way that they were able to do that was they actually had to forfeit one of their biggest pieces, which was DeForest Buckner, who they traded to the Colts to get that 13th pick. And I think they're in a spot here where they don't necessarily have to pigeonhole themselves into one position. I think that you're looking at an offensive lineman, a wide receiver, a cornerback, or a defensive lineman, but they really need to find someone who's kind of a perfect balance between who can contribute right away and make an impact, because they have to replace a guy like Buckner, and Emmanuel Sanders is another one that they lost to free agency. They have to replace that person, but they also want to keep their window open for as long as possible. So I think when you start looking at the receivers, Jerry Jeudy, Henry Ruggs from Alabama, CeeDee Lamb from Oklahoma, I think those are realistic possibilities if they fall to 13. I think a defensive tackle, a Javon Kinlaw from South Carolina, is another one. But I don't think they're necessarily just going to say, hey, we have to get a receiver. It's just those four positions I named. Who is the best player available there, who can contribute right away and give you long-term upside? I think that's the way they're going to go.
It is such, Nick, as you know, supposed to be such a deep draft for wide receivers here. Do you think that with two first-round picks and then not picking again until later, as Sarah said, I know you don't want to pigeonhole yourself, obviously, at any draft spot, but what do you think the likelihood is that one of those two first-round picks will be a wide receiver?
I think it's very likely that one of them will be, one of their first two picks will be a wide receiver. I'll put it that way. I think there's a very good chance, I mean, very, very high, that they're going to move down with at least one of those picks. More likely, probably 31, where you get a team who maybe has their eye on a quarterback and they want to move back into the late first round so that they have a chance to get the fifth-year option, give them more time to develop and evaluate whoever that quarterback or player might be. But I think a wide receiver, for this team right now, it's not necessarily about getting a wide receiver. It's kind of about getting the wide receiver, you know, that number one type of a guy. And that's why I think at 13, you're maybe more likely to see that than you would be at 31. And even though there is depth at that position and they could move down and get someone, you know, a good receiver in the second round, I don't necessarily know that it would be a guy who's going to be an ideal complement to a Debo Samuel and George Kittle, who they have here as their top pass catching weapon. So I think a very high chance they're going to draft receiver early. They've done it last year. They went second and third round and did it, but I think it's more about kind of getting that alpha who can really kind of complete the set that they have right now.
It's Spain and Company, Sarah Spain, Jeff Dickerson, doing our countdown to the NFL draft, checking in on the Niners with our ESPN NFL Nation 49ers reporter Nick Wagoner. What else have they done this offseason? You mentioned that their main goal is just try to bring everybody back, but have they addressed anything that you noted was in need last season?
Yeah, they really haven't, Sarah. You know, they've kind of made a couple of minor swap outs. You know, at right guard, they released Mike Person and they signed Tom Compton. And I mean, those aren't names that necessarily people are going to know, but that could be a little bit of a change. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be for the better, but it just kind of gives you an idea that that's a position that they want to get better at. If you remember back in the Super Bowl, especially in the fourth quarter, Chris Jones was kind of having his way with the interior of the 49ers offensive line. He batted down a few passes, kind of changed the momentum of that game. And I think that they believe that's a spot that they could get better, which that's part of why I mentioned offensive line as a possibility for that 13th pick, because you could maybe find a guy, one of those top four tackles, who could be a right guard early and then switch out to tackle when Joe Staley retires, which is probably likely to happen in the next couple of years. So I think that that's kind of the unique position they put themselves in here, Sarah, as they, They don't have a lot of cap space. They have a lot of guys that they want to re-sign in-house, George Kittle kind of being foremost among those. That's one of their top priorities right now is getting him signed to an extension that will almost certainly make him the highest-paid tight end in the league. So they're really in kind of a unique spot here where they have to use the draft as kind of that lifeblood to make themselves better because they don't really have a lot of other resources to do it from the outside.
You know, Nick, of all the crazy quarterback rumors we heard going into free agency, the one that I didn't understand was the idea that the Niners would sign Tom Brady, even though that was his team growing up and everything, and sort of cast aside Jimmy Garoppolo. Now, it didn't happen, of course, but I mean, how, from your observation, you know, how committed are they to Garoppolo, not just for this upcoming season, but for the next, you know, several seasons of him continuing to be their quarterback?
JD, I thought we were going to get through this without the Brady mention here, but
it's in the contract, NFL Nation contract.
I know. I think it's interesting because I don't think that from the Niners side the interest in Brady was ever very real. I think that was largely driven by Brady's camp, and as you mentioned, of course he would want to come here because he'd have a chance to win, and it's home and all those kinds of things. But in looking at the bigger picture with the way the Niners feel about Jimmy Garoppolo, I think they like him. I think they see a lot of upside still to be tapped into that they haven't reached yet. And I think when you go back and you look at how quarterbacks have fared, particularly talented quarterbacks have fared under Kyle Shanahan, if you go back to Matt Ryan, he struggled his first year. And one of the things he really struggled with that relationship was interceptions, which I think everyone would point to with Jimmy Garoppolo and say that's the thing he needs to fix the most is cutting down on those bad turnovers, those silly turnovers he makes once or twice a game. And if he can do that, I don't think we'd be having this conversation. And, you know, and so I still think there is room for upside there, but I also think that he's still going to be evaluated closely where if he can't take that next step, then maybe there is some thought given to making that change. And they still have a lot of flexibility with his contract in terms of being able to get out from under it after next year and all those types of things. But at least for right now, I think their belief is in him, and their belief is that he's going to get better. And so long as he does that, I think he's going to be the quarterback here for quite a while.
Nick Wagner, ESPN NFL Nation 49ers reporter with us. I hate to continue this line of questioning, but I'm curious if you think that hubbub, even if it was mostly from Brady's side and from fans reacting to it, do you think it affected him much, or do you think Garoppolo is a guy that can kind of be steady through that criticism or that you know, rush of fans saying they'd like to have Tom instead?
Yeah, I think Jimmy's a pretty laid-back guy. I mean, you guys see and hear him talk all the time, and he kind of lets things roll off his back. And I don't think it ever got to a point where he probably felt like he needed some sort of, reaffirmation from the organization. And, even going back to the scouting combine, John Lynch was very kind of forceful, I thought, although it went under the radar because a lot of the rumors kept percolating even after that. Saying that they believed in Jimmy Garoppolo and he was their guy moving forward. And, people obviously want to choose to ignore those things and build their own narratives and all that kind of thing. And I understand that to some extent, particularly when you get into kind of the dead time before free agency starts and all that. But I don't think Jimmy Garoppolo is somebody that they have to worry about much in terms of that kind of thing. And if you go back and just some of the criticisms that he took, even going back to last training camp, if you remember, he had that practice where he threw five interceptions.
Yeah, we remember it. They talked about it a lot. So what you're telling us is that he's confident. Exactly. I can't imagine why this Jimmy Garoppolo fellow would be so confident and unshaken in his self-belief. We'll have to talk about it another time. Thank you so much for the insight, Nick. Appreciate it.
You got it. Take care.